1. Begin transmission.
$150 reembolso total incluye $1,250 de reembolso, $500 NMAC y $1,000 de bono. Centra, $3,000 de reembolso total incluye $1,500 de reembolso.
Sí, es verdad. It's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm getting out of my car. I am outdoors today. Where am I? I'm at Heron Haven, and there's 5 other cars here today. Because it's a nice warm day. It's about 55 degrees. There's a slight breeze. I was worried it would be too windy, but yeah, I think it's kind of okay. So, what are we doing today? We gotta find more marmots today, considering we have found marmots in every single other place except Heron Haven. We're back looking for them today. And the first thing I'm gonna do is walk down the little road towards the Mulhall's property and check the den that's in the culvert. So we're gonna walk up here and see what's up. Geez, it seems warm. And I am wearing my jacket. Is this a good idea? Are we gonna run into trouble? Who knows? I guess we'll find out. All right, I'm approaching the hole. I'm also looking out over the Mulhall's property, looking for dudes. Now, here we are at the hole. Now, the hole is still full of sticks and leaves. What about this other little culvert? It doesn't look clear, but somebody could go in there. Let's check the other side here. Checking the other side of both the culverts, and no, these have not been cleared. As I scan the Mulhall's property, I'm not seeing any fluffy lumps. I'm gonna step around the gate here and actually come out onto this property a little bit so I can get a better view all the way down the side here. No, I see no lumps. I see no furry lumps of dude. So no Mati's around here right now. I guess we should go into the forest. Alright, so 2 things you need to know. 1, today is Champions League day. But I'm not actually watching football right now. I'm between games. I have just enough time between the football games to run out here and check for Mati's. And by the time we're done checking for Mati's, it will be time to go home and watch more football. There's a little bit of wind there. Hopefully the wind won't bother us once we get into the forest. Walking around the side of the building here, we're gonna be checking our Mati den under the shed. Do we have any Mats around here? A couple of people have just walked by here and left. So, if there was Mats, they are spooked. But no, these holes do not look like they have been cleared out yet. So, no Mati's under the shed yet. And even though it's super warm, and it's been super warm for the last couple days, by which I mean over 50 degrees, there's still ice, big chunks of ice, in the dragonfly pond. Cool. All right, into the forest we go. I've got my sunglasses on. I can see old puffball mushrooms from last year on certain logs. There's little birds flying around, making little birdie noises. Oh. And I'm kind of doing okay. And it's time for the injury update. If you listened to yesterday's show, you heard me fall. I finally fell down. I knew at some point in time I was going to fall down during the show, and I did it yesterday while we were looking for marmots. I was going down a kind of a steep little hilly area. It was muddy, and I lost traction. Feet went out from under me, boom, and I landed on my hip and on my elbow, managing to save all the equipment and cameras that I was carrying. So that means now I have a sore hip and elbow. And of course it didn't hurt right away. It didn't hurt at all when it happened. So I just kept going. But you know, 12 hours later, oh boy, I could start to feel it. And actually last night it was at its peak. I was afraid that I'd wake up this morning and I wouldn't be able to move, but no. This morning I woke up and I'm actually doing pretty good. And my hip is pretty good, all things considered. I can feel it. It is slightly painful, but I'm walking it off. My elbow actually feels better today than it did yesterday. I can barely notice it. I have to actually sort of flex my elbow funny to notice any weird pain. So now I'm walking through the cut that leads back to the Mulhall's property. And I just want to go out here real quick, check for motts from a different angle, so I can see into some of these dips. And yeah, no, there's no motty out here. Okay, so we turn around. Oh boy. So yeah, after yesterday's fall, I'm actually doing pretty good. So I'm happy about that. Now I'm gonna walk out to the boardwalk, see if there's any action out there. Probably a bunch of geese. And maybe some ducks. I'm also having a hell of a sinus day. I think I'm getting a little bit better, but boy, for the first couple of hours this morning, I was having all kinds of issues. Alright, what do we got going in the sub pond? Not much. The ice is almost completely receded, but there still is some. About 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. About 15 or 16 square meters of ice still on the pond. There's birds taking baths in the water. I'm watching a robin. He's having fun. Okay, so out to the boardwalk we go. This will probably mean we're going to get into some wind. And I think it's blowing right into my face, the wind. So we have a southerly wind. All right, so what's going on out here then? Some people on the boardwalk way out there. Geese on the weir, half a dozen geese on the weir, half a dozen geese standing on the logs over in the corner here. A couple geese in the infield on the inside of the boardwalk swimming around. I'm checking the shoreline looking for muskrats. There's a bunch of chopped down reeds right here, which is signs of muskrat activity. But I don't see any muskrats in here. Where's the muskratties? Where could they be? They could be anywhere. And I'm not seeing any. So I'm going to turn around. Now there's some muddy footprints on the boardwalk here too. Looks like raccoon prints. So we know the snoodlers have been snoodling. Oh, and I am all right. Here comes another person, howdy. They're gonna go look for goosers. It's a busy day here at Heron Haven. And I wouldn't have thought it would have been so busy. What day is this? Is it Wednesday? Is it Tuesday? I don't know what day it is, but I'm pretty sure it's the middle of the week. I know this isn't a weekend. It's probably only... Well, it can't be Thursday. Because it's Champions League day. If it was Thursday, it would be Europa League day. That's how I tell what day it is. What football league is playing today? That's what I need to know. So my point being, what are all these people doing out here on a Wednesday? In the early afternoon. Why aren't these... Well, I haven't seen any kids. It might be spring break. Yeah, I think it's spring break for one of our school districts. There's more people in here. There's people up in the wall blind. I can see them from here standing on the land bridge. It looks to me like the water levels have come up a little bit. I'm looking at the billabong. Oh, there's a scratty back there. There's a scratty back there. He's at the elbow. And he was sitting on a log. And he's just dove. He's swimming to the back of the billabong. I'm looking at the billabong and the water's obviously a few inches higher. That's good. That's good. Now I'm looking back there trying to see where my scrat went. I can't see him. So let's go down to the wall blind and see who's back there. Our scratty buddies. You know, this is the same scrats we were looking at the corner last month. When we were walking around on the ice, these scrats were clear on the other side of the pond. They were way over there. They had to swim through all kinds of crazy terrain to get into the back of the billabong. That's some creative muskrats. They're scratty and fantastic. Okay, into the wall blind we go. We know there's a scratty back here. Because we saw him. Oh, wow. And there's still tons of ice back here. Yeah, there. I would say the vast majority, 85 to 90% of the back of the billabong is still covered in ice. Now, what's that lump down there? Yep, I just saw our scratty. What was he sitting on? A stick? He was sort of close to the bank and he just dove and went under the ice. So Mr. Muskrat, swimming around under the ice out there, I can no longer see him. I'm just gonna wait for him to pop up. Where is he? He's gonna come swimming out from under the ice. And what's that over there? There's somebody on the end of the log doing weird stuff. Is that a squirrel? What's that squirrel doing on the end of the log? He's upside down and it looks like he's chewing on the wood. Maybe he's trying to eat a bug. And so there's a squirrel on the log, so that's nice. No sign of our muskrat yet. Where did he go? That squirrel's still chewing on the end of the log. And I'm not seeing my scratty. Wait, nope, there he is. There he is, I lied. He has popped up. He's down by the end of the billabong. And there's two logs, one big one and a little one. The little one's kind of under the big one that lead from the shore into the water. And so our Scratty's on the little log. Is he washing his face or is he eating? I think he's just washing his face. Yeah, he's scrubbing his face. Got to get all clean. Actually, what he's doing is he's spreading the oil from, you know, various sebaceous glands, spreading the oil all over his face and body to make him more waterproof. And he's just sitting out there. Yay, Scratties! We're looking for marmots, but we're finding muskrats. Hi, Mr. Scratty. He's so nice. All right. That makes me wonder, where are the turkeys? Shouldn't we be seeing turkeys by now? Yeah, we should. We'll be seeing turkeys any day now. All right, so I'm walking out of the wall blind and I'm walking around the end of Frog Harbor. There's no frogs yet. But I'm looking down into the water anyway. Looking for more dudes. Looking for more muskrats. Because they do like to get in here sometimes too. But I'm not seeing any today. All right, that's fine too. Walking through the forest. Walking along in all the brown trees. Everything is brown. Brown with a tinge of gray. And even though it is officially spring, we don't have any leaves yet, and so everything is brown. Hello.
Hi.
And so I'm looking for birds, and I'm seeing squirrels. And there's birds around. I'm looking up on the ridge, looking for any dudes who might be hanging out up there. I don't see any. Not today. Not today. Do 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 do. Walking along. Looking for Mahdi's, where could they be? Looking for Mahdi's. I want them to see that I care about them, man. I'm looking for... Ooh, wait. No. It's just a... There was a squirrel who just sort of hopped by a known marmot den area. I thought maybe it was a Mahdi, but no, it was Nahdi. Although they are related. Marmots are the largest squirrels. They're the king of the skuarid family. And so, marmots and the red fox squirrels that are running around in here are like cousins. And as I cross the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond, there are two geese right in the middle. They're diving for snacks. Nom 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 nom. And then there are two other dudes sitting on that log, apparently ducks, because they're kind of small for geese. And I'm looking around the edge of the water, looking for muskrat action. And you know what? I do see something out there. Something way out there. Yeah. Clear across the pond, in the furthest point, there's a scratty. Or is that two scratty? No, that's just one scratty, I think. Or is it? Or is it just one really big scratty? It's too far to tell. That way, this is 50 meters away. And so, it's sort of hard to tell exactly what that is. I can tell it's a muskrat. I think it's just one. He's kind of big. I think he just turned towards me. Yeah. It's hard to get their orientation. But that is definitely another muskrat. So we have now seen two today. Two scratties, No Mahtis. And lots of geese and a few ducks. I'm going to leave the bridge now. I'm going to walk around here to this little area by this bench that also leads right down to the water level of the turtle reproduction pond. Is this getting me any closer? No, not really. Can't see any better. And our Scratty, he left. He went somewhere. Where'd he go? Oh, I don't know. I lost him. Oh, well. Okay, turning around. Yada. And I guess now is time to go into the big blind. So let's go down there and see what's going on. And being as there's no leaves on the trees or the bushes, I can see the pond right now. There's some geese out there, but not many. Oh, I can see a turtle on a log. Where did all the geese go? This is goose season out here. Where's all our goosers? I'm surprised I'm not hearing lots of honks. Yeah. What, the last time we were here, there was a couple hundred geese out here. Today, there's two over there, there's two out there, there's two clear across the pond. There's, yeah, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. There's two dozen on Goose Island. There's a couple of others scattered here and there. There's 3 or 4 geese in the delta. Just swimming around, having a good time. Oh my god. I just stuck my head out of the blind. And our Scrat is still right here. And there's turtles. There's 3 or 4 or 5 turtles on the new log, the new main log. There's other turtles. Okay. I've walked down to the end of the blind. I'm sticking my head out. And that Scratty is right down there on the log. Right in front of me. I want to reach down and pet him. Hi, Mr. Scratty. Oh, son, he's taking a nap in the sun and it feels so good. And wait, I see water movement. There's somebody else swimming around under the log. I can see bubbles coming out. Who's under the log? Is it another Scratty? Is it a turtle? I don't see anybody coming out. Ooh, but I gotta move. I got the direct sun shining on me and it's getting hot. And this is a dangerous time of the year for me. Okay, I've got to duck back into the blind here. Yeah, this is a very sketchy time of the year for me. Just because my body is still expecting it to be cold. And if it gets too hot, too fast, I will go into super freakout. So, yeah, I am feeling a little warm now that I think about it. But now I'm walking out and up the loop path. See what's going on up here, if anything. We'll check a couple of marmot dens while we're up here. And we'll look down into the ravine to see if we can see any dudes. I'm still in direct sun, and I tell you something. Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the whole histamine reaction thing starting to happen. So we should probably think about getting out of here. But not until I look down into the ravine. what's going on down there today? I'm looking, but I don't see any dudes. Sometimes the turkeys like to get down in there. I'm not seeing them. Sometimes deer like to be in there. But I'm not seeing any deers. Okay. Yeah. I'm starting to have a reaction. Am I feeling it on my arms? I'm feeling it on my wrists. Yeah, we need to think about heading out of here. And maybe going home and taking a pill. So, walking along the loop path, and here I am at the top of the hill. Hooray! Look around for turkeys. Check this den over here. This Mati den. Yeah, it doesn't look like there's anybody in that den yet, but there will be soon. Well, hopefully. That den doesn't always get used, but the odds are good. I'm starting to get that weird. Yeah. The signs are indicating that I need to leave. I got that funky metallic taste on my tongue. La 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 la. Feels like I've been, I don't know, sucking on washers or something. I can feel it in my lips. I can feel cholinergic urticaria beginning to form on the insides of my wrist. And I think I'm on my arms. So we need to get out of here. Get out of the sun. And maybe take some medicine. And I might even have to take a cold bath. That would be unusual. But today has been interesting. We've checked Herrenhaven again for marmots. We haven't found any marmots yet. Which is a little bit odd because we've been finding marmots in all our other places. You know, we found a marmot at OPPD. We found those two marmots at the Secret Mushroom Grounds yesterday. And, you know, Herrenhaven lies right in the middle of both of those places. So, yeah, you know, I can't think. I'm starting to lose it. The Secret Mushroom Grounds is just a half a mile north of Herrenhaven, and the OPPD Arboretum is just a half a mile south. We have found motts in both places. We should be finding motts here in the middle, but we haven't yet, but we will soon. There's always marmots at Herrenhaven, sometimes more than others, other years, but everything is groovy. Everything is good. And as I walk out of the back 40 and onto the land bridge, I will tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go and make sure I don't have some kind of emergency allergic reaction. So I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
スイズ DJ クーマタ。